glorious worship, powerful, practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in the Lord in 2025. This is our year of fruitfulness. This is our year that we make a quality decision. I make a quality decision to produce fruit. When? This year. I know fruit doesn't just appear. Mm-hmm. It has to come from somewhere. Mm-hmm. It has to begin as a seed. And the seed has to grow. And the seed has to mature. And the seed, within the seed, has all the things for me to produce the fruit.
When we see the fruit, it's evidence that the tree exists.
Yes.
We see the fruit, we know that the tree exists. So when we see fruit in people's life, then that should be attractive. So
yes.
Then we ask them, where did this fruit come from? Where did that peace that you have come from? Where did that smile that you have come from? Where did that wisdom that you have come from? So, and people should be the same, asking us those questions. And then we direct them to the root. We direct them to Jesus Christ in our fruit. When we produce our fruit, our love toward one another, that's how people know that we are his disciples, when we're doing the things that he says for us to do.
So listen now. Every seed produced after its
own kind.
Mm-hmm. Every seed produces after its own kind. So there can be no productivity without the seed. And we want to let's stay here, Diane, mm-hmm. because we promise our listeners this week that we are going to present knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of food production, how mm-hmm. to produce mm-hmm. fruit. Get ready to produce fruit. And he says we're going to tell you how. So we don't want to jump all over the place. We want to stay here and show you as 1 + 1 = 2. So is what we're teaching you right now. So we go back now. Every seed reproduces after its kind. So whatever that seed is, it's going to produce more of it. Whatever that seed, taking time here, I'm taking time teaching. Mm-hmm. Whatever that seed is, it's going to produce more of the same, mm-hmm. of that kind. So an apple seed will produce more apple. So we can get a mango from an apple seed, right? No, we can't.
Correct.
It's a fact. So mm-hmm. we say 1 + 1 = 2. Stay with us this mm-hmm. morning. So the Bible now gives us the seed. It tells us the word is the seed. All right? That's what it tells mm-hmm. us. Mm-hmm. Jesus says the word is the seed. Now, there are all different word seed. Mm-hmm. There are all different word seed he gives us. We have a whole book of seed. And whatever one we pick up, like a farmer. Mm-hmm. There are some, a farmer goes to the store, the farming store, right? Mm-hmm. The seed store. He's going to eat. When a farmer goes there, there's not just only corn seed there. There are all kinds of seed. Mm-hmm. But he need a specific kind. And that's the one he's going to go buy. Mm-hmm. That's the one he's going to sow. And that's the one that will produce. Mm-hmm. So if he decide already that he's going to plant corn, so he goes to the farmer's market and he's looking for what kind of seed?
Corn.
Seed. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is a wisdom I'm giving mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. Whatever I need from God, I goes into the book of seed and pick it up. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
It says it explicitly in Luke chapter 8, verse 11, in Jesus' teaching. It says, now the parable is this. The seed is
the word
of God.
Yes.
So it's an explicit statement. The seed is the word of God. It's telling us plainly. Jesus said it plainly. The seed is the word of God. So this isn't an interpretation. This isn't an exaggeration. This is a straight up sentence of the words of Jesus from the Bible that tells us the seed is the word of God.
Yeah.
So if we go back to our 8 points of how life works, right? Influence, think, feel, decision, action, habit, character, destination. Mission. The farmer in the parable of the sower, he was influenced by this. He knew the seed is the word, and the seed had to be sowed.
Come on.
So he thought, okay, where am I going to sow my seed?
Yeah.
Oh, I know a good ground destination of where I'm going to sow my seed.
Teaching
so he
that.
Thinks on it, right? Yeah. So then he feels like, oh, I got to get to that good ground destination so that I could sow the seed. So he begins, he makes a decision. I'm going to go to the good ground destination and I'm going to sow my seed. So he takes action.
Yes.
He takes the seed. He knows that the seed is not going to sow itself. He knows that if he has an expectation for the harvest, he's going to have to get out there and do the work to sow the seed, not just look at the seed all day and pray over the seed all day and say, oh, my harvest, I see my harvest, I see my harvest, while he's looking at the seed. He has to go sow the seed. He has to go do something with the seed. He has to use the strength that God gave him to walk to the destination, because we know he passed through several places. He passed through the wayside. He passed through the stony ground. He had to pass through the thorns, the thistles, and the tares in order to get to the good ground destination. So there was action behind it. Now, even though he sowed the seed, there's still habits of action that have to be developed for him to continue to cultivate the seed so that the seed can come to maturity in order to produce fruit. So he had to do the actions that he needed to do habitually over a period of time. So now here comes forth the crop, 30, 60, 100 fold. So now he has the character of what? A good farmer. Because he has evidence of it. And he knows now this destination, it's reaping destination now. It was sowing destination. It was cultivating and caring for destination. But at the time now, when it comes into due season, the destination is harvest destination. He's coming out to harvest it. And we know that when a farmer goes out to sow a seed, there's different tools that he uses on sowing day and on reaping day. So when you go out to sow, the seeds are small. They take up a lot less space. Well, if you take that same seed canister out there on reaping day, you're not going to be able to capture all of the harvest because you don't have the capacity to bring it. So if you have the seeds in a tin and then you go out there with the tin on reaping day, the tin isn't going to hold all the fruit that is produced from the seeds that were sowed. So in our time, in our waiting season, we are to stretch and to grow in capacity so that on reaping day, we're able to capture more of the harvest. We're able to capture more fruitfulness through preparation, through training over time. The Bible says seed time and harvest. So Jesus, he gives the example of the farmer. He tells us that the word of God is the seed. So now we have to find word seed for whatever situation that we are dealing with or every decision that we're looking to making, we find the word seed. So we have to go through the same process as the farmer has to go through. And then we are continually, Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, it says to meditate on the word day and night. And then it's going to make our way prosperous. It's going to give us good success. So when we're meditating on this word seed, it changes things. It changes the situation. When you're, you know, faced with adversity, when you're in the midst of a situation and you hear the medical people give their report, you hear the court system give their report, the naysayers give their report. That, all that stuff can weigh you down. But when we find the word for our situation and then we begin to meditate on the word seed of the word of God, it gives us a strength that cannot be found in the world. It's found in the word.
Yes. So I have my seed. I go get the word seed that we're talking about, Pastor Dyer, you're talking about. I need to go to the book and pick up that word seed that I need to sow in my heart because I need an harvest. from that word seed. So, first, you can't, Jesus says, there is no way you can produce apart from him. So there's no way we as Christians can produce any fruit apart from Jesus Christ. So we have to abide in him. And then he tells us, if you abide in me, and my what? My word abide in you. Then you will produce. Then you have the ability now to produce. So I got to go get the word. You got to get the word seed. In 2025, whatever you want to see come alive in your life, whatever you want to see manifest in your life, you first must find it in the book. Hear that? That's that. Whatever I want this year to manifest in my life, I first must find it in the book.
Anything we want to manifest at our doorstep, any package we want, we know how to go online and find that, right? So it's the same thing. We could go online because maybe some people are intimidated. Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know where to find that in the Bible. I don't have anybody to ask. Well, the same way we're able to go online and we're able to get any restaurant to deliver to our door, any retail provider to deliver to our door, we could just go in there and Google scripture on whatever it is, whatever seed you're looking for, because every seed has a name.
Yes.
So if you're looking for scriptures on a specific topic, just Google it.
Yeah.
You don't even got to go to a concordance or any. Just Google it.
Man,
and they're going to come up for you.
Yeah.
Or go to an online Bible app where you could put in a keyword search. Mm-hmm. And then it'll begin to generate a response to you so you have somewhere to start. And then as you go over those scriptures, now I'm not talking about pulling up people's opinions and memes.
I'm talking about
accessing the scriptures, the word of God. Then you find the ones that pertain to your situation, and then you go over them and over them and over them until they become your reality, until they cleanse your mind. The word cleanses your mind. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
a day
you looking
count.
For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.